The French film industry is reconquering its own theaters. French films now account for about half of the French marketplace, a 20% increase over last year. Success comes in part thanks to the worldwide hit Amélie and Brotherhood of the Wolf, a $30 million action horror movie made in France. The French version of big cinema is now targeting the U.S. Brotherhood of the Wolf opened in theaters here this weekend. David Darcy reports.
When you think of action in French movies, you think of lovers' quarrels or somebody spilling wine in a café. Director Christophe Gant says Brotherhood of the Wolf is updating the French popular genre of musketeer movies, which he says was stabbed in the back by the new wave in the 1960s. Gant says his movie is also reviving an older French tradition.
If you talk about a monster movie, that's the first monster movie done in France since the origin of the cinema. We spent one century without one monster movie in France, which I think is an aberration.
Brotherhood of the Wolf is based on a French legend, the story of the Beast of Gévaudan, a monster that allegedly killed hundreds of people in the southwest of France in the 1760s. The local nobility blamed the deaths on wolves and slaughtered thousands of them. The two main characters in Christophe Gans's huge cast are a French aristocrat who returns from Canada to investigate the killings, and his friend, a Mohawk Indian covered with tattoos, who loves animals.
This character is the moral center of all the film. Through this character, I express my own sense of value into the film. He's the character who's right. Everybody in this film makes mistakes, except the Indian. He knows exactly which things is sacred. He has a premonition of the way today we look at the nature. You know, originally, in the case of the Beast of the Gévaudan, thousands of wolves have been killed because people were thinking it was wolves. We know today no wolves can do what this beast has done. And I like the fact that this Indian expressed this ecological point of view into the film. You know, he's my Prince Mononoke, if I can make the reference to the Miyazaki cartoon.
The character also happens to know Kung Fu. The Indian is played by the Hawaiian actor Mark Dacascos. Dacascos can barely say un peu when you ask him if he speaks French, but he spoke all his lines in the film and threw all his own punches.
Fighting, choreographed fighting, stylized fighting is like the Asian style of American musicals. And you mix dance with fighting, it appeals to the whole world. All cultures, all countries have their styles of dancing. Everybody likes to fight, boom, there you go. Or like to watch fighting.
A French film with kung fu and an American star is an odd cocktail for French cinephiles. Critics at the journal Cahiers du Cinéma loved it for its anti-monarchist point of view and its balletic Hong Kong style. So did the general public, even though newspaper critics told them Gans's genre film was trash.
The general press was very critic about the film because they wanted, I think, a masterpiece coming from nowhere. As I said to them, you know, all the great director of genre in America come from other directors. For example, John Carpenter, which is very appreciated in France, come from Howard Hawks. So me, I'm kind of spontaneous generation. I come from nowhere. So we have to rebuild a line of directors to hope to make one day a great French genre cinema.
Gans and his producer, Samuel Hadida, built on the American and Asian movies that they also happened to be distributing in France.
We distribute all the New Line pictures, like Lord of the Rings next time. We just released Rush Hour. And in fact, we love American cinema. And so we gave to Brotherhood of the Wolf the same pattern release that it's applied for a movie designed to be a blockbuster in America.
Using the B word used to mean a trip to the cultural guillotine in France. Daniel Toscan du Plantier, president of the French film conglomerate Unifrance, has made a career of maligning big action movies with American stars. He's not maligning this one.
Production of films, which is large now, it's about 200 movies, which is more than any other Western countries, except the U.S., obviously, offers a great diversity of films, from Amélie to Pac de Loup. Pac de Loup is an action movie. It looks like more, yes, Hong Kong or certain Hong Kong Hollywood productions made recently. and it's also a big success. So it is a proof that there is no lesson to learn from these films. These films are by themselves successes, hits, and no one knows exactly why.
For the $30 million that it cost to make Le Pacte des Loups, or Brotherhood of the Wolf, the film got a monster, kung fu battles, and the bodice-ripping of a period epic with costumes by Victoria's Secret. Director Christoph Gans admits that he and his producer put in something for every niche of the French market, from teenage boys to women. They even cast aging French actors to lure in senior citizens who hadn't gone to the movies in years. But Gans insists that his film is more than arithmetic.
For example, the movie make a huge splash into the country, in the little town or little village, for example. People want to see a movie about the French culture. They want to see a movie about, for example, the fear of the wolf. That's a very common culture in France, you know. Everybody talk about that, including the peasant people, you know. So we target also these people. And that's interesting to have such a big response. It means that there is a part of audience in France that no film can touch, except if you talk about this roots culture.
Brotherhood of the Wolf has eaten up audiences in Asian and European theaters. Americans will now have to decide if they want to make the next French movie they see after the sweetly sentimental Amélie, a big violent epic that puts a French twist on a formula they already know. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.